I'm going to ask everybody to listen carefully, take good notes. We've had too many motivational speakers in the pulpit. They're all over the world. Some of them falling now. They mesmerize you with thoughts, and they got a way to say it, but yet we don't see the production in people's lives as we should see. Having a good time is one thing, but knowing how to walk in the Spirit is another thing. And there's a shifting taking place in the body of Christ. It's an apostolic shifting that we can defend ourselves and defend others who God sent to us. If you never learn how to defend yourself, your assignment from God is to help other people. But the fight been too much at the house. And there's a reason for that. And the Holy Spirit is aiming to take us into territories that are going to change all of that. In other words, you don't mind being more powerful, do you? Anybody mind being more powerful? Shame on you. In the Spirit, I'm talking about. And so you're going to have to pay attention, because I'll be preaching and grabbing this morning. As the Spirit tell me to say certain thing, I got to grab it. So you got to be with me. But prophetic impartation is about to take place. For lack of a better word, I hope you catch this, your address about to change. In other words, things that Satan used to drop off, when he come back to your place, you will have a new address. You understand what I'm saying? And it's so powerful, so beautiful. I just pray that I can flow with the Holy Ghost and get into a certain level with you this morning. Father, thank you for your word, and speak to us and let us hear it clearly. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Turn to Luke chapter 17. I want you to write three or four things down that he spoke to me from this message. Divine promotion. Right. Double anointed. You listen to this one now. Delays will come forth. She got it. Delays. In other words, something you've been praying about, something you've been believing God for, and it haven't arrived, he said delays will come forth. Because you're going to be positioned in the morning for that to happen. I want you to listen. Another thing he said to tell you, dominion is knocking on your door. That you, from this day forward, you may dominate in every area of your life. Doubt is about to be washed away. Yeah. Now, this is a shift here now, so I'm going to have to go real slow on this, because it's bringing you into an Ephesians 4, 11, 16 membership in the body of Christ. Yes, trying to wear a church anointing when you should be wearing a kingdom anointing. To perfect the church. Oh, I'm going to say that again. And I'm going to go deep enough into it for you to see the difference between the two. Matter of fact, I can't wait. Jesus spoke about the church twice. And about the kingdom 100 times. No, you didn't get it. I know it's shocking. Jesus spoke about the church twice. He spoke about the kingdom 100 times. That's 98 times more, isn't it? You can look it up. You all got them concordant and hidden. You're going to see he spoke about the church twice. But to perfect the benefits of being a member of the body of Christ, you're going to have to know how to function in the kingdom. In Luke chapter 17, verse 21, or verse 20 and 21, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Now, right there, I saw something. It come not with observation, it come by revelation. And to a large degree, the church is observing a lot of things. This going wrong, this going wrong. Don't worry about what's going wrong if you know how to walk in the power. All of fake's going to be revealed. All of them who try to change the Bible to adjust to their ungodly lifestyle, God's going to deal with them. Y'all know that, right? Then the 21st verse said, neither say they, lo here or lo there, for behold, now here's what I want you to underline right here. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Now let me give you a long introduction because I want you to catch some things, because we're shifting from a church-going anointing to wearing a kingdom anointing. Well, I'll show you another scripture. I need to show you another scripture that will shake this thing up. Let's turn to Romans 14. Somebody should have got excited when I said Romans 14. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. What's the matter with y'all? Somebody said, ooh, yeah, hallelujah. No, nobody said nothing. They said, what's in Romans 14? Well, that's identity. You see it?
Yes, sir.
For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Now, here is threefold anointing that is in the kingdom, that is in every child of God, but it got to be stirred up.
Yes, sir.
But what?
Righteousness
and peace. Well, there's a threefold insight of what the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. It's righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Righteousness, not because of what you did, but because of what he did. I've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? So righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. You see those three things, all right? Now, let me give you what I was about to give you so you have a most. Most of us have much more knowledge about the doctrine and culture of our individual churches and denomination than we do about the kingdom of God. Yet the change must always be subject to the purposes of the kingdom. In other words, so now, I've been a church member all these years, and I've been trying to church it out. So Satan have aimed to hide your kingdom citizenship. Because there's an anointing in that kingdom relationship that you're not going to get out of church membership. I know. But just give me a little. Just give me a little while. I know. I'm messing with some of your great stories. But by the same token, we're about to move into not dimension. I want you to get this now. Not dimensions. You can't really put the kingdom in dimension. It's dominion. Look at them two words. Well, where your life been? In dimension or dominion? Don't holler something out. Because I'm going to get you up here to testify and I'm going to question everything you say. Because I'm trying to get you somewhere, you see. It's not the dimension of your life, it's the dominion of your life. And dominion have no respect for no dimension. Why? Because I haven't given you the subject yet, but I give you the subject, you're going to be wearing something after the day you never wore before. It's apostolic introduction and impartation for a remnant. Every member should be here. If they know the mold of this ministry is now, they should be here. I wouldn't say that on television. Watch on television when this kind of stuff going on. Phew, television. I won't be there in person. Yes, sir. Let me finish reading this to you. Most of us have much more knowledge about the doctrine and culture of our individual churches and denominations than we do about the kingdom of God. Yet, to change must always be subject to the purposes of the kingdom. So, I'm talking about your life now, too. Yes, you're going beyond church membership. Yes, sir. You're going to walk after the day with kingdom authority. Yes. You're kings and priests with an agenda from God. Yes. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
they don't want us to know that. They want us to be just church members. But why did Jesus only mention the church twice and mention the kingdom 100 times? Because the church is supposed to be a kingdom carrier. Let me try to finish it. I'm trying to finish it because I got to get some other places. And I got to give you the subject. So you know what God putting on you. Then we got to get down to some scriptures, all right? No Christian church or ministry should conduct itself according to its own agenda. Now you know that didn't happen in the church.
Yes, sir.
In the supernatural, we should be going by a kingdom mentality rather than a democratic mindset.
Amen.
Now, yeah, write this down. Let me manifest kingdom dominion anointing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let me manifest kingdom dominion anointing in your life.
Yes, sir.
It is something you never had before.
No.
We're in fresh spiritual territory. Your prayers will be more effective. When you say something, a scripture, it's going to be more powerful. Because you're going to be functioning from a greater anointing. Now, I just take notes as much as I can, because I got a whole, this thing, I just started writing. I said, it is time for God's kingdom to take over and reveal the power of the kingdom, of the kingdom of King. Get ready to permit the Holy Spirit to stir up the kingdom of God in you as you learn fully to yield. He wants to stir up the kingdom of God in you. Now I know, don't y'all lag back for your church membership. I know you're a member of the body of Christ. This is the two things Jesus said. But the way to function in the body of Christ is that kingdom on the inside. You see it, that's in Isaiah 9, that government cannot function in just a plain church member. It's a church member who know the kingdom live on the inside of them. Satan don't want us to know that. Satan wants to come and clap our hand, and these women now coming up there with them little jeans on, with their knees all out, up there singing, I whoop their tail, get out and so sit down somewhere. We can't dress like that. Y'all keep your knees covered. Why would a woman show her knees? No, it don't even make sense. And they're up in the choir doing it. You got to have a king of the known to say that. I just don't care. I just want y'all to know the truth. Now, y'all don't do that. And y'all, I know why y'all don't do it. I know two reasons. You know better. And the second reason, I don't know what Pastor's going to do. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Girl, what you do with your knees out? Come here, let me pray for you. Give me some bandage. All right, let me finish. There's no power to compare to the supernatural kingdom of God. So the supernatural kingdom lives on the inside of me. I didn't say pastor. I didn't say the preacher and the bishop. The supernatural kingdom lives on the inside of me. And that kingdom is not word only. We'll see a scripture. But power. The kingdom of God is not word only, but power. All right? Now, listen. The prophetic kingdom cannot be measured by dimension. For it's the kingdom of dominion at all times. My body is the temple of the kingdom. Let me read it. The kingdom of God is the manifestation of the spiritual realm that demonstrates, listen, his lordship, dominion, and will. Jesus spoke of the kingdom more than 100 times while he referred to the church only twice. He remained on earth 40 days. What did he train his disciples in his instruction as he instructed his disciples? Look in Acts 1:3. After Jesus was risen from the dead, he gave his disciples special instruction. Did he give them church instruction? Turn with me. I'll tell you what to turn. Acts 1:3. It must be important. Why was this so important? He's about to go back to heaven. Why was it so important to give this type of instruction? And if this instruction is that important, now can you see how we have not been walking in our full potentials? Yes, sir. Church membership, I will go to heaven. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God on earth in you. The kingdom of heaven. So you really don't have to wait to go to heaven. If you know how to function in the kingdom, heaven will start manifesting in you. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Look at this third verse in Acts 1. I mean, this is one of the most important times in Jesus' ministry. He got to give them instruction of how to keep carrying this thing out. We know Acts 1:8, but you should receive power. We know that. But look at this third verse. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the thing pertaining to what?
To
the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God. My God. The revelation of the message of the kingdom we proclaim can be proven by the visible manifestation of God's power, dominion, and authority. The kingdom of God is an eternal reality that you affect any present situation here and now. Many kingdom benefits have been held back from the body of Christ by not knowing the power of kingdom, of the kingdom of God, dominion, anointing. So there's a lot of things you've been trying to do and trying to see and trying to get places, trying to go. But because of not understanding this maturing fact of the anointing, your prayers, your meditation, everything is about to change. And my brother and sister, it's not by feeling. It's by faith. All right? Now here's a kingdom secret that no one can deny when it is permitted to function in your life. Here's a kingdom secret. Here's a kingdom secret. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You shouldn't have no wants. You shouldn't be praying about your situation. I pray every morning, and a prophet and apostle had a figure in my life. I didn't call him apostle, but I think he was an apostle. Had a figure in my life. Fred Price had his main theme: faith, foolishness, and presumption. My dad had plans, purpose, and pursuit. And so I woke up the other morning, he says, plan, purpose, and pursuit. That's all you pray about. Don't ask me about nothing else. Just pray about my plan, my purpose, and you pursue that. Don't pray about nothing else. How many days have passed you haven't asked for something for yourself? Matter of fact, how many days have you ever asked for something for somebody else? Try. Just tell him, Lord, I love you. Because you really shouldn't have no wants. You really shouldn't have no need. Your desires should be pregnant every day with manifestation. See, now that don't even sound, the church, the total church of just now, see, that don't even sound right. Let me have my problem. Don't preach me out of my problem anymore. Don't tell me I'm that powerful. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going slow, but Mark, that's anointing coming upon me right now. Because God really wants his people to have this, to operate in a kingdom dominion anointing. Every door going to be easier to open. Locks gonna fall without keys. I'm hearing this in my spirit, you know. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Turn to Matthew 6:33. Well, I said you don't need to have, you shouldn't have no need, no want. Pray, Lord, help me to get by next week. Been in church 47 years. Seek ye first. Kingdom of God and his righteousness. What did he say? What an invitation. Seeking when? First. The kingdom of God. We found out that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Ain't saying nothing about hell, stress, and mess. That's a kingdom secret. I've done that for 57 years. Seek the kingdom. And everything this book said, manifesting in my life right now. That's why I can stand here and preach with no reservation that I'm not telling you secondhand information. Turn to Matthew 6:10. You're already there. Look at the 10th verse. I'm going to give you a statement. Let the kingdom will of God flow through you in the earth realm. Let the kingdom will of God flow through you in the earth realm. In Matthew 6:10 said, thy kingdom come. I dare you. You're dealing with something. And recognizing that the kingdom on you, and say, thy kingdom come. Satan said, what he said? Because he know you know something. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. You the earth, you know. You are an earth heaven carrier. When you say, thy kingdom come, you're dealing with something, all right? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, or you're praying for somebody in earth as it is in heaven. You said, baby, a mouthful that all satanic kingdom can't handle. See, the problem is you're working against a kingdom with church membership. Not no more. Wave your hand at me. Not no more. No, baby, it's going to be kingdom upon kingdom, and the kingdom that I represent is the greater kingdom. And so my prayers that have not been answered going to start being answered now. And the place I've been trying to get, I'm going to get there now, because I'm letting the kingdom forces come out of me. Don't serenade me with a good sounding sermon and I ain't got no power. Let the kingdom will of God flow through you in the earth realm. 6:10. Are you going to do it?
Yes, sir.
Don't get afraid of it. When you're dealing with something, don't get afraid of it. Make that declaration. The kingdom flowing through me. Woo! Demons can't handle that. Because you got some insight there. You ain't said a church flowing, no, you said a kingdom flowing through me. You must begin today to let the threefold aspect of the kingdom flow in your life daily. Look at Matthew 6:13. Online, you still with me? Wave at me. Yeah. All right. Some people waving better than y'all. Y'all wave. Some people waving, boy. Some people wish they could be where you at. You 40 minutes down the street on watching me on TV, I'll slap you side of the head. I'll slap all y'all. Bam! And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Look at those three things you got working in you. Now, if you don't know about the kingdom, they're not going to be flowing through you. The kingdom, the power, and the glory is working in me right now. Say it. Thank you all, young man. I saw y'all say it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And y'all, boy, y'all need this. Y'all with some you got a jacked up generation. And parents need to keep their children close to them. And tell them no. We when I was raised, we ain't had all that making them excuses for these children. Come on, let's sit down and talk. Talk what? Gee, get your tail. Yeah, you talk. You don't know that, Brad? Ain't no discussion, man. Turn to Psalm 145. I want to see what I'm saying here myself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 145, verse 11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. That's what I want y'all to do from now on now. Speak of the glory of God's kingdom, and then talk of the power of the kingdom. Wait a minute, I got up to the 13th verse. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Look, see. You see what's happening here? Yes, even in this psalm, he's pointing out there's another glory when you know how to function in the kingdom.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Thank you, Jesus. Here's what I want to give you. Kingdom advancement is knocking on your life right now.
Yes.
You want the last part of it?
Yes, sir.
And nothing will stop you this time. You're getting in an unstoppable position. We're going to read these verses so it'll give a dynamic insight spiritually of what we're talking about, this kingdom dominion anointed. I never heard that before. You ever heard it before? Now let me read these verses because it starting at verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thank God for that.
Yes,
and thy what?
Dominion.
You see the word dominion?
Yes, sir.
Endures throughout all generations. So you're going to dominate from now on. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and riseth up all those that be bowed down. Wow. Wow. Now here's a question. Will you permit God to open his kingdom expressway to you? And all connected to you. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, put that down, because you cannot function in the government of God without functioning in the kingdom of God. I don't know if I can get it over, but how Satan has sliced us into pieces and gave us a pretense of victory over him, but he don't want us to see that kingdom anointing that's on the inside of us. But we got him this morning.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit is going to talk to you more about this.
Yes,
and you're going to get bolder,
yes,
stronger,
yes,
wiser.
Yes.
Knowing the mysteries of the kingdom. Turn to Matthew 13. We'll set you free in every area of life. Let's step in fully now. Let me say it again now. Knowing the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew 13, 11. The mysteries of the kingdom. Now, what I'm about to show you now, every disadvantage that you have been dealing with in your life will be dealt with. And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. What? Now, what does this mean? Go to the next verse now. I ain't reading it. You read it. Hold it right there. Now. Let's just think about that point. So you mean to tell me that the Holy Spirit in this service that seemed like it's dry is moving me into another position? For whosoever has the revelation of the mystery of the kingdom,
yes,
to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance.
Yeah.
Why you do not have more abundance? In this church. The preaching and the example. If you listen, I'm going to get you there. See, you don't go after the abundance. You go after him. The abundance is part of the package. But he the package. That's why I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things to be added to you. You see what I'm saying? But all this faith teaching we're getting, we after stuff. Y'all don't want me to preach it, yeah. We want faith to get more. Faith in Hebrews 11, 6, faith is for you to get more of God. Hebrews 11, 6, write it down. Write down, faith is for me to get more of God, and put Hebrews 11, 6. And write, now, I'm going to tell you right now, because of my 50-something years of experience in the spirit thing, you got your answer this morning.
Yes.
You don't take it by feeling.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? Don't take it by feeling. Deal with the divine facts that God has given you. I'll just be a few more minutes. Knowing the mission of the kingdom will set you free in every area of your life. Let's step fully in now. Now I want to give you a scripture to go with it. Go back to Matthew 13:11. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to give you a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. It worked in my life all the time. When you wake up one morning and got nothing to pray for, but for somebody else. Somebody said, I don't believe this now. Shucks. God have answered everything? You believe he can answer everything?
Yes.
Are you ready for him to answer everything then?
Yes.
You in the right place? The anointing is coming upon you.
Yes.
No more disgrace can come upon your face. Don't watch the world economy.
That's right.
Watch God economy.
Right.
I got something I'm going to do for you this morning before I close. I think I need to do it for you and let you see a few things more about this economy stuff. Shoot. You're supposed to have plenty of money.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of y'all drop your head. I said, you're supposed to have plenty of money. Lift your head up, child. Money not evil. It's evil not to have it. These people hammering you when you ain't got no money. Oh, you a Christian? Get in the back line. Say, no, I ain't getting the back line. I'm deciding to buy this place. You get in the back line. See, now, see, that don't even sound real, do it? It's real. It's real. You see them worldly folk doing it all the time. All right, let me try to hurry. He answered to them, because it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. It's given to you to know the what? The mystery of the kingdom, right?
Yes.
Now watch what happened. Go to the next verse. For whosoever has to him shall be given. And he shall have what?
More.
Here we go. Look at the next part of the verse. But whosoever has not from him. Sound familiar, doesn't it? What you're learning this morning about this kingdom, that's a stop sign that's just been placed in your life. that because you know the mystery of the kingdom, he can't rob you no more. Oh, and y'all going to see great difference. You're going to see great difference in your life. You're going to think different. You're going to talk different. You're going to walk different. Now, and the voice I'm talking about is, when I read that, is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think, according to the kingdom power working in me. Kingdom power, kingdom power, kingdom power. Say it, say it, say it. Kingdom power. Ain't nobody asked you nothing about your sin. Nobody asked you nothing about your shortcomings. All of God's shortcomings. You here because you love God. You know how to repent, don't you? Oh, sure. Don't know what we're talking about. We talking about his sin. That's what the devil wants to just talk about, sin, sin, sin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to 1 Corinthians 4:20. I gotta hurry now. 1 Corinthians 4:20. May kingdom quickening begin to resurrect in your life now, undeniable. May a kingdom quickening begin to resurrect in your life now, undeniable. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. You see that? All right. The power of darkness cannot stop the power of the kingdom victory. Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13, turn that. Turn that. Turn that. Turn that. So you're leaving here wearing a kingdom dominion anointing. But you're going to study, you know, because we've been on the other side of the road so long, but we're going to get back on the other side. That's the church you're going to dominate during these times, who wearing the kingdom anointing, because them little sisters not going to scare them. We got some real men up in this church. I thank God. Real. Y'all talk up, boys. Shoot. Let me out here by myself. Shoot. Talk up, yeah. I'm just trying to bring you with me because I'll go by myself. Oh, yes, absolutely I'll go by myself. I believe it, man. Who have delivered us from the power of darkness has translated us into. See, now that don't have no effect on you, just declaring you're a church member. The kingdom is the government, governmental power that resides on the inside of you. You have authority. And in the kingdom anointing, the majority does not rule. You only had 300. Whip them all. See. All right. I almost got it. Hold your breath. Living in the kingdom of God's glory, keeping the glory light on at all times. Look at Hebrews 1:8. I'm going to go fast now because I got two or three more things to tell you. Keep the kingdom scepter with you at all times. Hebrews 1:8. Keep the kingdom scepter. You're a king. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever a scepter of righteousness. Is the scepter of thy kingdom. Ooh. And what's so good about it? I'm going to say it because I believe it. Most of y'all are living a clean life.
Yes, sir.
Just don't duck. Nobody know it. Just don't duck. Just open your mouth and laugh and wave your hand, you know. Keep the kingdom scepter, which at all time. Revelation 12:10. Let the kingdom anointing flow on daily basis in your life on purpose. The kingdom of God is his sovereign government on earth. No other power can stand up to it. It's royalty, rule, a realm that has no match. Sovereignty, foundation of power. Everything in Psalm 24:1, everything a king rules is called his dominion or territory. And then in Hebrews 12:28, it is an unshakable kingdom. Now, whether you know it or not, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to have to bring some more teaching on this about the kingdom. But just the idea that Jesus spoke about the church twice and the kingdom 100 times. Like he's trying to tell us something, right? Now, the two correlate, but they both need to be together to function properly. See, when you know you got that anointing on the inside of you, kingdom anointing, say kingdom anointing.
Kingdom anointing.
It's on the inside of me.
It's on the inside
of me. All right, now. Yeah, here's what I want to help you with. I got thousands and thousands of hours of notes that has been pre-checked and manifested. And I'm not going to leave you behind. The successful soul sow it with confidence. I want you to get confidence in your sowing. If you have no respect for the saw, don't sow that. Because you got to sow with confidence. And then I had 3 or 4 of my members and some other people. I made the statement, stop sowing like a coward. All of us had that moment. I did it earlier, but Fred Price helped me out of it. Look at Ecclesiastes 11:6 right quick. The only way you will get financially free is not all these investments you make it, because Satan will come steal it anyway. In the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, but hold not thine hand. Keep sowing. But I know not whether shall what? So a seed is supposed to do what? Prosper. Either this one or that, whether they both shall be alike good. I remember, and then turn to Zechariah chapter 8. I remember walking down the street in my neighborhood, and I was so happy that morning, you know, I was learning how to sew. So I pulled out $100. I saw a lady, I said, I'm going to give her $100. So I got the $100, boy, and I'm just happy. I got almost to her. The Lord said, buy a car. I said, yeah, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And so I went home, told my wife, we had to buy, we bought her a car. But he was breaking me from my level of convenience. Because it took a while to get to that 100, you know. Some of y'all ain't got there yet. Because you're counting everything. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not just getting money for you, I'm just trying to get the money to you. It's God's way. Zechariah 8:12. For the seed shall be what? That's twice, isn't it? The other verse told us too, right? The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her what?
Increase.
And the heaven shall give their due. And I will call the remnant of this people to possess. Oh, my goodness. So is the seed that causes you to possess all things?
Yes.
No, y'all don't want it. It's the seed. Just a few more minutes. I just want to. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Because if I don't help some of y'all, y'all going to be broke the rest of your life. And you'll be living off credit. You need people scared of cash. The people at the store, say your paper, I said cash. She said, huh? She don't know what to do with cash. 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he was swords. What? Where you at on this? Where are you on this? I'm trying to help you. A young man, he came to me and said, I'm going to give me two drills. He said, I ain't no coward. He was so sparingly, shall reap also sparingly. He was so, how you sowing? And somewhere we got sowing and oin mixed up. Oin is no blessing. Buying stuff on credit all the time is no blessing. Because you imagine how much interest you pay on a house. You pay for that house 4 or 5 times. If you could have walked up there and said, this the house I want, how much it is, I'll be right back. I see some of y'all doing that.
Yes, sir.
But it's not going to be done without the seed.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, now y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to help you. I know I said the other day, I was up here and I said, I'm a rich preacher. You know, I just said it. But I'm just trying to get y'all to see.
Yes.
If you knew where Gwen, you ain't she? Didn't I see Gwen? If you knew where we come from. Now, I am to get you out of debt. You can't be at Money Cometh headquarters. And people all over the world getting rich. Because I know of other millionaires because of that message.
Yep.
He was so sparingly. Now, let's ask you a question. What kind of soul are you? You got to up it, baby. You want it to up. Don't be afraid of it. I know you got all these shouting notches. I see somebody bringing $1,300. I'm not talking about that. I'm not trying to get money from you. I want to bless you as God's children. I call you my children. I want you to know how to do it. You just, if you don't like nothing happening in the beginning, don't throw it up. God is not a man. If he said it, sow your way out, baby. Sow your way out and sow your way in. Give me that 7 voice, and I'm gonna close. 7 voice, 2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man according to he purposes in his heart. So you have purpose in your heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or necessity. Nobody twisting your arm. For God loves the what?
Children.
All right, give me the next voice now. Now you read that. Listen, I got men and women businesses coming off the hook. I got a man here training another man. He told him and says, listen, I'm going to show you how to do this, but I'm going to show you how I do it. He said, I'm a sower. He said, now I want you to sow. And that boy got some contracts off the hook. I'm not talking about no $10,000 contract. So business people in the body of Christ, you need to sow. Let me say a few more things to you. Can I help you?
Yes, sir.
Right, sit down. Let me see. You might want to write a note on this. Stop sowing like a coward. Come on, son. Sowing at the same level. I receive your seed.
Do what you say.
Yes, sir. Sowing at the same level. Stop sowing at the same level. Next thing is, now, yeah, what some of y'all mess up to. Sowing without the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you in your sowing. Not no man. Here's another one. I never had this, I don't believe. Sowing in fear of bills. Bills not going to ever let you get out. You're not going to build your way out, but you can sow your way out. Here's another one. Sowing like money is your master. Money is not your master. You money master. You must come to the realization that sowing with the heart purpose make you a money master. Now you see, y'all scared of that statement, huh? Why the Bible not scared of it? Now, baby, you can't be no broker than I was. I quit my job broke. I'd been working there 16 years. The Lord told me to quit. I quit the next day. So I had to take these walks of faith so when I'm talking to you, I can tell you that God is real. God, my wife and I were broke. God showed my wife the house. This is the house I want y'all to build. Deb and Dan told us about a man who was a builder. Well, that's where Deb and Dan, wasn't it? Went to his office, talked to him. I ain't know nothing about this big old house. I ain't know nothing about it. That's not a house, it's a mansion. Yes, sir. See, look how quiet y'all get. In my father's house, many mansions. We sitting up in the office waiting on this man. We don't know how we're gonna do this. I looked up on the wall, and I told my wife, look at the house on the wall right there. She said, that's beautiful. That looked like it. All right, so we told him when he come in there, we said, we want to build a house, something like that house. He said, that's my house. My wife over at home, nah, let's go over there and look at it. And that's the way the Lord speaks to you like that, you know. And how many years more you had on it? 30? Paid for how many years? 5? 30-year mortgage, paid off. That's many years ago now. Some of y'all wasn't born. But it works. It works. Can I give you one or two more?
Yes, sir.
The expectation of the seed will determine the size of the seed. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, run it over. Zechariah 8:12. If any believer should be out of debt, it's this church here.
Amen.
God chose us to teach money comers all over the world. Now listen at this. You must know that there are redemptive forces in the seed that is sown in faith. Redemptive forces in a seed, trusting God to give the right result. 2 Corinthians 9:6 and 8. I'm trying to close. God is the father of the seed time and harvest system.
Yes.
Yes. Y'all ready? Hold your seat. Giving you the right to live in this financial dominion on his behalf.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 9:10, write that down. Sowing seed properly will mark you with success that can't be marked by the world. Galatians 6, 7 and 9. And you write down Psalm 126. Successful sowers know the process of sowing precious seed. And it come back of the most unlikely person. But walk up here and give you an envelope. And you know, you say, well, I appreciate it. God bless you. I receive it. And it's full of money. They sow with confidence because of maturity. How matured are you in sowing?
Come on.
Huh? Some of y'all still an infant? Still sucking the baller? Now I'm telling you it works. I'm as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm telling you sowing work. There's an anointing in sowing that you don't sow just to get back. You sow because God told you so. You ain't got a weapon to get back. God is not a man that should lie. Now, I'm going to ask a few questions. Don't raise your hand, okay? How many of y'all tithe? I did this. Living from paycheck to paycheck. That's terrible. How many of y'all want to go on a vacation and can't? That's terrible. Them nightclub people out there, all there, everywhere. Because the devil done give them your money. The only way you're going to get your money back is sow it. Sow it, and the wealth of the just will be transferred. Of the unrighteous will be transferred to the righteous. All right, I'll close. In Matthew 26, 6 through 13, write it down. I want you to read it. I'm not going to read it. She sowed a seed that blew some of the disciples' mind. She didn't drip it, no, she poured it. Real sores make people nervous in the service. Yeah. See, you be around Dan, one of my sons. He pastored a large church in, his church is larger now though. Where is Richmond, Virginia? Yeah, Dan will make you nervous. He don't say nothing too much. Just all of a sudden, he get up at $100,000. Just so. But he living just like his father. I had a certain car, let him ride in. He went and bought his wife one. Man of God, I don't want you no more. I'm ready to go. Your broke self. You know, I got to go too, you know. I'm taking my precious time to stay here with you. I got to go too. I'll give you one more. Your seed is the determining factor that places you under or above the world economic system. Want me to read that again?
Yes, sir.
Your seed is the determining factor that places you under or above the world's economy system. I want you in a place that this world economy can't touch you.
Right. That's right.
And the only way I can do it is that you have to obey God and do what God did. Did I help you any? Did you?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna start giving y'all some more. I want y'all to know I did it. You know, and you can't be crazy now. Because when I went home and told my wife I gotta buy that woman a car, my wife could have been crazy, you know. Car, she ain't got no car yet now. But my wife knew when God talked to me, and she happy. She obeyed God. Now Wilma was sitting there with Phil. They were broke at that time. And Phil was a giver. Going home to be the Lord now. But Phil had $1,500. Phil said, I want to give $1,500. She said, write a check for $1,500. Wilma said, that's all we got here now. Yeah, you write it. But he left her so blessed.
Yes.
Left his son blessed.
Yes.
Because he taught him how to sow.
Yes.
All right, get your envelope. Get some envelope in their hand. You know, now you sow after your tie. Don't be trying to sow your tie. just trying to help you today. We'll teach more in the kingdom. Something different today. Who gonna sow something different today? Nobody? Yeah, y'all don't want to know how much, but I'm just I'm just trying to get you in another zone. You see what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Don't be a coward. And I know you got crooks out there, and I know people hustling in churches, got churches hustling. I know that. But you ain't got to worry about that here. You know? Yeah, you can't just listen. Kids just listen at this. You got to do something about it. Add 40 cents to it. Do something, you know what I'm saying? Do something. I'm ready to move from normal money to overflow that cannot be kept up with. Listen, I'm ready to move from normal money to overflow that cannot be kept up with. Isn't that something?
Yep.
How sweet it is when financial freedom become an ease in one's life.
Yes.
No more bondage. Jesus Christ.